Marley Nickel, one of our parishioners who's here at Mass with us tonight, experienced some eye issues in her 40s. In fact, her eyesight was deteriorating actively, and she went to many doctors seeking help for her eye issues. But in that time, when she experienced great suffering, she turned to the Lord first and foremost. She turned to the Lord in prayer. She was reliant on prayer, asking God for strength, asking God for help in the midst of the suffering that she was experiencing. That was affecting the way she lived her life, the way she was able to interact with others. She continued to seek out the Lord's support. And she was disappointed many times, not with God, but with the eye doctors, because they continued to struggle with her. And I know we have at least one eye doctor here tonight. It's no offense to eye doctors. But they struggled to find help for her. They struggled to help her in that time. But she continued to rely on prayer. In fact, there are many instances where she felt that there was divine intervention, and that gave her great strength to persevere onwards. After 4 years of much suffering, she found a doctor that tried a new treatment, and that treatment worked. And yes, while there was medical intervention, she gives the credit to the Lord, because He was the one who gave her strength throughout that time, throughout that struggle, throughout the suffering. Her reliance on prayer allowed her to still live life to the full, even in those challenging years. Tonight in our scripture readings, we hear as well about the importance of relying on prayer. Our Pharisee tonight, who does he rely on? Does he rely on prayer? It seems like he goes to the temple, he's praying, but who is he really relying on? Himself. Look at me. Look at my accomplishments. Look at what I do. He's relying on himself rather than truly relying on God. The tax collector, on the other hand, relies on the Lord. He relies on the Lord by saying that beautiful prayer, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." It shows his humility. It shows his heart. It shows his attitude, one of surrender to the Lord, that he knows he's completely dependent upon God, who has given him everything. And he is sorry before the Lord. And the Lord says, Jesus says, he went home justified. That is, he went home forgiven by God. When we too come before the Lord humbly, relying on him in prayer, he loves us. He forgives us. He unites us to himself. He gives us his strength. He gives us his grace. So tonight we come here, reliance on prayer. Obviously, that's why you're at Mass tonight. It shows your reliance on prayer already. But to take that to another level, to take that to a deeper level, truly asking God for help. Because let's face it, we come here, we give God an hour, and sometimes we go home and we still want control of our lives. We want to take control of whatever's coming our way, rather than surrendering those things to the Lord sometimes. We need that reliance on the Lord to trust ourselves to Him. In our first reading today from the book of Sirach, we hear that the Lord hears the prayers of those who serve Him. We're trying to serve Him so we can trust that God's going to hear and answer our prayers. That the prayer of the lowly one does not go unheard. That it goes up to heaven. Right? In Mass sometimes, at Christmas and Easter, we use incense here. The incense rises up. It reminds us of our prayers, that our prayers go up to God. And that's why we pray as well in the Mass, allowing our prayers to go up to God. And we entrust them to Him. We don't hold on to them, but we give them to God. We entrust them to God. In our second reading today from St. Paul, he writes to his disciple, Timothy, saying, "Everybody deserted me, but one person. Everybody left me, but one person." And that one person, he says, was the Most High God. It was Jesus Christ who was there in prison. Now, Jesus wasn't in another person who brought St. Paul comfort. Jesus came to St. Paul where or how? In prayer. He came to St. Paul in the dungeon, in that dark, dreaded place, in that deserted place full of criminals. The Lord revealed Himself. Think about in your own life, Where do you need to let the Lord enter into? Sometimes we say, no, Lord, that's off limits. I don't want you to come to that spot. Or sometimes we think, well, the Lord won't come to that spot because he's holy and I'm a sinner. We don't trust that Jesus would want to come there. But what do we learn tonight? That Jesus comes to us in the deep, dark places. He comes to us in the spot where we feel abandoned, the spot where we feel rejected. And St. Paul turned to the Lord in prayer, and the Lord gave him strength. And he says that no evil thing will happen to him, that no evil thing will overcome him, that no evil thing will overcome him. And why is that? Yes, St. Paul dies. Well, isn't that evil? No, and he has great hope that now he's going to go to heaven. That with God, with grace, with being reliant on prayer, we're able to overcome temptation and sin in our life. It's one of the important reasons why we must be reliant on prayer. Because we need God's grace to overcome sin. We need God's grace as well to persevere in hope. But let's face it, sometimes it's challenging to hope in our world, or to have hope in our world, because there's so much brokenness, there's so much suffering, there's so much heartache. And that's true. But yet we must turn to Jesus. We must turn to the Scriptures, like the example of St. Paul, who found hope even in the midst of suffering. Like Marlene, who found hope in the midst of suffering. We too must be reliant on prayer. Sometimes, though, we don't want to rely on prayer. Why? Because we don't think prayer works. We struggle to pray because we get so busy with our lives. There's a lot of different reasons why we don't pray. Maybe it's because we don't know how to pray. So beautiful. Oftentimes in our school, when I visit the classrooms, I hear the students ask me the question, how do I know God is speaking to me? It's so beautiful, the innocence there. How do I know God's speaking to me? And it's a challenge to answer that sometimes because it's not always the same way. Sometimes it's a movement of the heart. Sometimes it's a word of encouragement from another person. Sometimes it's just a message that comes to you that you know the Lord said that to you. But the Lord does speak to us. He speaks to us in prayer. And so it's important for us to learn about prayer. Praise God, we have a great library here where we can go and check out a book to learn about prayer, to learn how to pray. We have form.org, which is a great Catholic resource. If you haven't used it, I encourage you to, because there's so many great series and lessons about prayer. We have the CDs as well in the plaza, which you can take and learn as well about prayer. There's so many great opportunities to learn how to pray and to turn to Jesus in that prayer. Because what is prayer? Prayer is simple communication with God. Prayer is about being in relationship with God. Every relationship needs communication. And so in order to strengthen our relationship with our Most High God, we need to pray. We need to grow in that relationship, so we need to pray more and continue to learn how to pray. And in doing so, God will strengthen us even more so. We think maybe we're in a good spot right now. Well, the Lord desires you to be even in a better spot. The Lord desires you to be even more filled with His grace, more converted in your heart, more strong in your convictions to live life in love. My brothers and sisters, tonight as we celebrate this Mass, as we come before the Lord in the Eucharist, let's ask Him to strengthen our desire to live in relationship with Him. That is, to strengthen our reliance on prayer. May we take time to pray every day. Taking time to pray here at Mass, taking time to pray in your home, taking time to pray in our Adoration Chapel. That's one of the first steps just to growing in prayer, is taking time to pray. But may we ask the Lord tonight to help us be more convicted in His faithfulness, in His goodness, in His dependability, that we can rely on Him in prayer. Reliance on prayer, yes, we've been hearing it's one of our core values here at St. John's. And why is that? Because by being reliant on prayer, we're able to live out our mission. We're able to bear witness to Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. We're able to go, make, and teach. We need God to do that. We need Jesus to help us witness to Him. We need Jesus to help us to go out and make disciples and teach all nations. Tonight, Jesus comes to us. May we come to Him and ask Him to strengthen us through prayer, through this prayer, but through all of our prayers.